Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, baby. It's hour four, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We are now 3 days and 1 hour from the NFL draft coverage getting underway with Woolchuk. Woolchuk brought us and the gang, and it's going to be an enchanted evening on Thursday. Day Rangers baseball as well, so, you know, they don't get in the way of each other there for round one. It's going to be epic, okay? Coming up at 5:20, it'll be time for the Expressway. You'll hear from Dak. How confident is he in his future in Dallas? And then we'll talk Stars hockey with you as well. How confident are you against a team that sent you home in six games just 11 months ago? It's time now, though, for a sports hodgepodge, and here's the Chief.
I would encourage as many of you as possible to get to the Fan Cam, Twitch, or YouTube, because I got a couple of things that we're going to do some analysis on. My favorite quote, though, that came out of that anonymous NBA players survey, they were asked, who's your favorite non-NBA athlete? And one of the guys voted for Kirk Cousins. He says he gets paid and doesn't have to win or doesn't have to do anything and still has made $400 million off of one playoff win. He's a legend in my mind. That was a quote from a current NBA player about Kirk Cousins. So
that was it, Dak?
Nah, I don't know if anybody had Dak. I didn't see Dak's name on the list of anybody's favorite non-NBA athlete there, but Kirk Cousins got a little roast there, and we're going to get the roast of Tom Brady coming. You remember we got this like the news maybe months ago or sometime last year that there's going to be a Netflix roasting of Tom Brady. It's going to be hosted by Kevin Hart, and it's dropping on Sunday, May 5th. So that is going to be appointment television. That's going to be 7 o'clock Central Time. It's going to be a live event. So a live roasting of Tom Brady hosted by Kevin Hart. They say the event will feature an all-star lineup of surprise roasters, and it's going to be the first ever live roast to air unedited and uncensored on television or streaming. I love these Comedy Central roasts from over the years.
Yes.
I mean, dude, you go down one of those YouTube rabbit holes on the Comedy Central roasts. They are spectacular.
Yep.
And I would envision this Brady one to just be awesome.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, I don't know about unedited, because I feel like there's so much alcohol flowing that it could get stopped down in like drunken weirdness. But as long as you have like an MC who's there to keep it all together and keep the thing on the rails.
Can Kevin Hart do that? Can he stay off the booze enough to be the adult in the room here?
Yeah, he's got a big job ahead of him, you know, so I would think so, yes. But I don't know. We'll see. I mean, that I just love the idea of a roast to Tom Brady.
Any, me too.
Any roast. As far as best athletes not in the NBA to watch, how could you not want to get more Mahomes after what they've done the last 2 years while rebuilding? I think that's the most interesting thing to watch. Even though, like, athleticism isn't popping off the screen, his ability to keep winning, you know, is, like, I think the number one, like, must-watch thing.
Couldn't agree more, dude. I'm with you on the Mahomes stuff. Do we all agree like this is going to be appointment television for us? This live roasting, Broda shaking his head. No, Lucius, will you make this Sunday appointment television to watch it live? The roast of Brady.
Where will this be at?
Netflix.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. Why not? Yeah.
A little Cinco de Mayo situation.
Yeah, why not?
It's going down, boys. I'm excited for this one.
Sip some Sunday tequilas and watch Tom Brady get roasted. Yeah. Whole lot of jokes about his wife messing with the trainer. I got to hear that.
Oh, my gosh.
That man was on payroll.
Oh, my gosh. The amount of jiu-jitsu jokes.
They better.
Dude, if this is
turning it off.
If this is a no holds bar roast, then yes, they will absolutely be going there.
I'd watch it if our crazy receiver was on it.
Oh, if Antonio Brown.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Whoever is running his Twitter account needs to be doing it, should get the opportunity at the mic, because that person is just roasting folks left and right on Twitter.
That's your best content right there, right?
Yeah.
Needling Brady about the divorce and AB.
AB.
Woof. And the bro talks.
Yeah.
They're going to get into some of that, I would imagine. Okay, so let's throw up the Luka. Did you guys see what Luka walked into the arena wearing last night? You can't walk into the arena wearing the blacked out cowboy outfit, cowboy hat. He's got, I believe he's got the Wranglers on. He's got the boots on. He's going full cowboy, all smiles, only to just absolutely stink up the place throughout the entire duration of that game. I'm not really much concerned about what he did in the second half there when the Clippers decided they were going to abandon their game plan, which worked so well.
When Lou sat down
in the first
bench.
Half. Yeah, when Lou was like, all right, guys,
stop coaching.
You guys take it from here. I'm going to do what Jason Kidd does now. I'm just going to kind of sit back and watch you guys. And if Dallas goes on a run, I'll call a timeout and drop a play for you. But in general, just, you know, let's go ahead and milk this thing out to victory. That's exactly what they did. But grade the fit on Luka right there. I would just say you can't walk into the building wearing that outfit and then show up and play like the Cowboys played in their last playoff game.
You know, I don't mind the outfit per se. I think you want to wear black when you're going for the clinching game.
Yeah, it's a game 7 situation, right? Or
yeah. I also don't know about boots having the jeans tucked into them. That's
a choice.
My two main things. Yeah. I don't think that's the preferred look, but I know some people go with that and they pull it off. I don't know if the Luka is.
Now, have you guys ever seen, Carter's about to throw a video up on the fan cam. I've never seen a fight take place this way. This happened right here in our backyard, just outside of a 7-Eleven, it appears, in downtown Dallas. Mutual combat. I guess this is the Texas way, where these two guys, they're about to fight each other. They're shirtless, and one of them takes their shirt and ties their shirt around the other dude's ankle, tying their ankles together.
Oh, wow.
So that they're going in a fist fight, but they're tied together at the ankle. And so even though they're clearly angry at each other and they're about to fight each other, they do the thing where they stop down beforehand and allow themselves to be tied up at the ankle, and then they start throwing punches. I've never seen a fight done this way before.
Just one ankle?
Yeah.
So
it just got knocked down. Just got knocked down. Do you help him up?
Yeah, no, you let him get back up. It's a fair one.
Oh, is this like a duel?
So this happens.
Yeah, this is a fair one right here. You tie your ankles together, got kind of piped there in jail.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you got respect for each other, but we have a disagreement, and the only way we're going to solve it is fight.
Right.
Tie our ankles together and fight it out.
It's like the most gentlemanly way to go about trying to KO somebody.
Yeah. So if a guy gets knocked out or knocked down, you let him get back up?
You ask him, you good? You good?
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, keep going. All right, let's keep fighting him, bro.
I see, yeah. All right. Wow.
I've never seen a fight done like this before.
The old fair one.
Well, in wrestling, don't they call like a strap match? Isn't that what they call it in wrestling, where they put their wrists together and it's a...
Wow.
A strap match, huh?
Strap match. I think
what happens if you lose?
You don't want to find out.
I don't want to. Strap match. I think I'm right about this. Old school, crusty way of wrestling.
I prefer this kind of tying together at the ankle, though, because...
Somebody help me out here, please.
You know, so often you'll sit there watching a video for like 3 minutes waiting for a connection, and they're just like feeling each other out like Floyd Mayweather.
This just gets right down to brass tacks, dude. Like, we're basically a foot away from each other the entire time. Punches are going to be thrown, and they're going to land.
Yeah, strap match rules. Here we go. Yeah.
What are the strap match rules, Broadus?
It's professional wrestling type of a thing.
Is this safe for work?
Really?
Traditional strap match involves two wrestlers tied together via a leather strap. And the strap match is one of the most varied forms of professional wrestling match, both types, both in name and implements used. It's the name comes from the, let's see here. But it happened in wrestling here. I'm just giving you the idea. Yeah, it's a strap match. They've done it. For years, I remember seeing it. Like, I'm not
in
a
college.
I'm not a big wrestling fan, But, I mean, I've seen the thing. Okay, one of the most famous ones, well-known, WrestleMania 7, strap match between Jake the Snake Roberts and Rick Martel. It was one of the most famous strap matches.
Jake the Snake, huh?
Wait. Oh, excuse me. That was a blindfold match.
Get it right, Brian.
Seems like you got your finger on the pulse of this.
I gave up on WrestleMania at Ford, by the way.
Wait, there's all kinds. Okay, there's blindfold, no count out, pure wrestling rules, special challenge. And they got a lot of things. Stretcher match. But yeah, this
I'm sorry? I always prefer a cage and then ladder.
Yeah. Battle zone, battle bowl, bunkhouse stampede.
What's happening?
I have no idea.
Last blood battle royal. Man, there's a lot going on here.
I just think we need to get this, what these two, I'm going to say it, and this is an assumption here, but I'm going to say two homeless dudes in Dallas fighting. I think this is how the fight should, we should be regulating these things. This is how regulated fights should be taking place. The gentleman's fight, tying your feet together, one foot to the other guy's foot, and now you have no choice but to hit or get hit. We're not wasting any time dancing around here. That was awesome. Can you imagine? You're just pumping some gas. You look over, and a gentleman's fight's being taken place right in front of you. You're just seeing haymaker. Right. And this was in 5 seconds, one dude goes down to the ground. Like, you are getting, boom, immediately, you're getting satisfaction here.
Oh, yes.
You're not having to sit
faces
through.
Faces are going to be punched very quickly. Yeah, strap match.
Did he just show you a strap match, dude?
He did.
Ew!
Yeah.
That's even more disgusting than I thought, Broadus.
Yeah, this
You're
is
a sick man.
Yeah, they got 13 strap matches in WWE history, ranked worst to best.
It's got four views, and they're all from Higgy.
Hey, what do you guys think about this? G-Bag Nation, you make the call. Florida State football. We remember they got spurned from the college football playoff. Their starting quarterback went down, and so
Triple
they're like,
H
we're not going to let
the Rock.
Triple H versus The Rock in a strap-off?
The number one, Triple H versus The Rock and Fully Loaded in 1999.
Well, Florida State football, they did not make the college football playoff this year. They did go undefeated in the regular season. They were ACC champions.
And they got crushed by Georgia.
They did. 63-3.
Yeah.
Number 6 Georgia beat number 5 Florida State in the 2023 Orange Bowl. That made Florida State go 13-1 on the season. But you wouldn't know that if you saw the new rings that each one of their players just received. Their ACC championship ring, I guess.
13-0?
The unconquered. Yes. They're calling it the unconquered rings. 13-0.
Yeah.
But still make it a national championship ring.
But you were 13-1. And we're just going to bypass the fact that you got shellacked by 60 in the bowl game. We're just going to forget about that. And every time you look down at your ring and you reminisce on the 2023 Florida State Seminoles, you're going to live in a world that doesn't involve reality, because you're going to look down and go, yeah, we were 13-0. Yeah, no, we were 13-0. And so they are getting ratioed right now, FSU football is, on Twitter, because you can't say you were unconquered and undefeated or whatever. You were 13-1 and you lost by 60 in your last game, and you're going to sit here and lie to everybody putting 13-0 unconquered on your finger.
Yeah, that's where their bitterness is working against them. You know, they want to make a statement to everybody. Look, take a look at this badass ring. That's right, you guys screwed us over. But you needed the dub. You needed to finish that fight. And I don't know what got them. The transfer portal, NIL.
The quarterback suffered an injury, catastrophic injury to their quarterback.
Everybody bailed.
Yeah, they got through. Yeah, they got through. Once they were not into the playoff, all the college, all their big time players said, we're not playing in the bowl game. They all said,
which I also think is the right thing to do, because of what happened to their quarterback. Yeah. You don't want to get hurt in meaningless games. So, you know, something has to give here, and I would say the ring. You know.
Couldn't agree more. I apparently, thanks to the Tolos here, I was just good old fashioned butt crack there on the Luka outfit yesterday. Apparently, that wasn't the way he strolled into the Clippers arena to get smacked around. He was wearing a 3-piece blue suit, according to a handful of textures. So
yeah,
my apologies.
Where did you was from 22.
Where did you find that? Where did you find that picture?
Yeah, it was just on the internet, which is some of the.
You need to have a strap match. You and I.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that a threat there? The 817 says, oh, yes, my favorite segment. Broadus tries to read the internet. Please, more. sir.
How about a loser leaves town match? Would you guys be willing to do that?
Yeah.
A literal a winner go home situation, but home has to be out of the state.
Yeah.
Hey, would you guys try a pink condiment? Because Heinz is now doing a barbecue sauce, but it's barbecue. This is a play on.
So that'd be mayonnaise, ketchup, and barbecue sauce?
I don't.
Some cocktail?
This is.
That would be a pretty close pink.
Mattel has partnered with Heinz to release a limited edition pink vegan mayo with barbecue sauce called barbecue.
Okay.
There's nothing cute about that.
There's no
freaking
way.
Pink mayonnaise.
Can you imagine looking down and just seeing like actual pink? Like a pink, dipping anything into a pink condiment, yeah. That you're going to have that opportunity.
I
right
do
now
go with the mayo and ketchup mix, yeah, situation. That's for like exact chicken nuggets, or, yeah, you know, you when I have to eat a fry.
There you go.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. But I mean, I don't know if you can see this, Lucius, but this is like legit pink.
Yeah, it's going to look strange.
That's going to look very, very strange.
It's barbecue sauce, so you're going to put it on your barbecue. It's going to look crazy.
Yeah, like putting that all over your brisket, yeah, or something.
Weird.
It's a little bit crazy, but let me know to the Tolos who end up trying this. I don't want to be the guinea pig on that one.
File the report. We want to know. It's time to hit the expressway. How's Dak feel about his future in Dallas? Does he want to reset the QB market? Those stories and more coming up next here in the Nation.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time to hit the expressway. We take you commercial-free to the top. LA Live with Lucius Alexander is coming up in 15 minutes, 5:40, almost every night right here on The Fan. Lucius stands and delivers. This segment here is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. The Expressway brought to you by the on-time experts. And this segment is also presented by Soda. That's state of the art. Okay, Dak Audio here, a couple of cuts. First one on his future in Dallas. Here's Mr. Prescott.
I'm not going to say I fear being here or not. I don't fear either situation, to be candid with you. I love this game and love to play and love to better myself as a player and my teammates around me. Right now it's with the Dallas Cowboys. It's where I want to be, and that's where I am, and that's the focus. And after the season, we'll see where we're at, and if the future holds that, then if not, we'll go from there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a perfect answer. I want
he
to
said
be
without,
here.
After the season, right?
Yeah.
He said, so he didn't anticipate anything being done before the season then, right? Is that what you're saying?
Ooh, that's interesting. We'll see how it goes after the season. Yeah, I mean.
I don't know. I just wondered that. I mean, to me, like, I think Dallas would like to try and negotiate with him at some point in time. Do you do it, you know, this summer? You know, you kind of figure some things out, see how the draft goes. But
kind of goes along with those stories we've been reading in the morning news, though, right?
That yeah.
Nothing's really expected.
Huh. I just wondered, he's the one that said after the season. So I don't know. Maybe he's planning on not getting a contract before the season starts.
Yeah, I mean, he did mention in one of the answers that – he was like, you know, when we start to negotiate it.
Yeah.
So, like alluding to the fact that they haven't really done anything in the way of negotiation at this point.
Do you guys think there is a realistic possibility right now that he's not quarterback at the Cowboys in 2025 and beyond?
Sure.
How high?
I think it's, I don't want to sit there and say 50% because you could, you know, hedge it that way. But I think that we are, if you'd asked me this time, like last year, I would have, nah, they're going to sign him. They're going to figure it out. Wait, no. But I think there's some legitimate talks or lack of that he won't be here. You know, I think that they're kind of looking at it as like, you know what? The way that Stephen Jones talked about it, you know, he kind of put it on him about, yeah, what the quarterback makes. Got to find a way. You know, we win regular season games. Don't win anything in the playoffs, you know?
I think we just went through it in baseball where Scott Boras, like, overplayed his client's hands, and they ended up taking a lot less. I think it might be a similar situation where the Cowboys are looking at Dak less highly than they did in the last negotiation in 2020, and the agent is still shooting for the absolute moon. We're going to maximize the value. We're going to set the market. And, you know, I think Dak has genuinely thought about this. And, you know, the question, are you afraid or are you scared of having to go somewhere else? I think he's not, because as inconvenient as that might be to uproot everything that you've built, you know, if you love the game and you want to get maximum value for your services, you have to be willing to leave. You know, that is one of the most important tenets of negotiation. If you have options and can actually leave, now you can negotiate it to the highest extent because, you know, I have options. I have a backup plan.
Yeah, I think he believes. I think his agent believes he's either going to. His agent's told people that he's either going to get paid here or he's going to get paid somewhere else. I don't think they're particularly worried about it.
So if they're not willing to give you everything that you want and somebody is, and at the end of the year, you are going to be somewhere between a month and 2 months away from hitting that reality, I don't know what the Cowboys can do at the beginning of next offseason to prevent you from hitting the free agent market, you know, if you're willing to go.
I think Dallas, if they wanted to do this deal, they can do it. Right now, they just don't want to do it.
Yeah,
I think they can. I think they honestly can. I think they have a plan for how they want to do it. And, you know, but to me, it seems like that they're dragging. I don't know who's dragging. I think maybe Dallas is thinking about, do we really want to do this?
Yeah.
You know, the agent's like, okay, well, let's, you know, you could talk to me and we'll try and figure some things out. But I think if Dallas really wanted to do a deal, I think they could. I just don't think they want to do it right now.
Yeah, and if they don't want to do it right now, why would they want to do that deal a year from now?
Yeah.
And especially if it's going to get even richer. I think this is actually what you want for Cowboys fans. And, you know, I've become convinced the Cowboys don't know how to build a champion around a franchise-paid quarterback because they're trying to cut corners everywhere else. That's just not the NFL. So even though I do agree that Dak's a top 10 quarterback and absolutely can win a Super Bowl for the right team, send him to San Francisco, send him to the Rams where Stafford won it, send him to Tampa Bay with a team that Tom won it with. I think Dak could have won the Super Bowl in every single one of these situations. I don't think he'll ever win it with the Cowboys. So I'm hoping this actually blows up in his face or their face or in both their faces. I don't know, you know, who's actually driving this negotiation, but I want it to end so they can get back to drafting a quarterback who's on a rookie salary scale and put their economics back into having the potential for a championship.
Oh, I think they've got their quarterback if they move on from Dak.
They have hopes that it's Trey Lance.
Yeah. But they also had hopes that Dak was going to be fine too. You know, maybe they
get the thing that sucks with Trey Lance is he's going to be a free agent after this year. So if you think it's him, he's going to ask for money.
I think Trey Lance would do a deal that would be probably $30, $40 million less than what Dak is going to look for.
And that might be the difference. You know, that might give you the extra cash to say, hey, now when we arrive in the playoffs, we're going to be able to make sure we can run the ball and stop the run. Like the Dak doubters jumping all over on the text, I noticed the shortcomings as well. But less quarterbacks have been able to do more in the playoffs because their team can actually run and stop the run. And the Cowboys haven't been able to do that other than 2016 when they could run it. Couldn't stop the run then. Have never arrived in the playoffs with Dak with the ability to stop the run. How are you going to control the clock? How are you going to get off the field? How are you going to take pressure off your offense to score every time out if you can't do something simple like that? You know, the best team they had was 2016. They win 13 games. They dang near beat the Packers in the divisional round. That's anybody's game. Since then, they haven't really looked good against serious postseason opponents. What was the difference back then? You know, Dak had the ability to run the ball, had a great offensive line and a young runner in Zeke. And that was enough, even with a bad defense, for them to be better than what they were in either of the two recent playoff games. You know, to me, it's obvious. Dak is really dang good up until the point that that defense on the other side of the field plays that clog and cover style. You know, we're going to drop back and just be in the passing lanes for Dak. And that defensive game plan is begging you to run for 6 yards an attempt against them. And somehow with light boxes, this pathetic Cowboys coaching staff hasn't been able to figure out how to run them out of that defense. So you can point at Dak's shortcomings. And yes, when he drops back, maybe he doesn't see enough. He doesn't anticipate the gaps enough to find guys running on the move in between levels. That's true. But that is a very, very rare talent. And a lot of quarterbacks are winning more in the postseason because the teams they play for have a front office that actually understands how to build a winner, not just build a team that's making it to the playoffs. Now, I think that's all on the Joneses, you know. So I say all that to defend Dak. So you Dak supporters will forgive me when I say the best thing for Dak and the Cowboys is for this to be the final season, because neither one of them is getting home with this current arrangement.
Well, if you're a fan of Dak you don't feel like he's going to do it here, just let him move on and see how he does somewhere else. If you're really a fan of the guy, if you think he's a great guy, and he is. I mean, there's a lot of things he does very positive for the community and teammates and all that stuff. If he goes off and does great things, then that's on Jerry and Steven and those guys. You should be happy for Dak to be able to get some place where he can maybe win a Super Bowl.
Okay, Dak, do you want to set the market here with the contract?
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to be the highest paid necessarily. I'll wait until negotiations begin and obviously want to put this team in the best situation.
Where's the follow-up on that comment then? There was no follow-up then, was there? Like, what does necessarily mean?
You heard the giggles there.
Yeah, how about there needed to be, and I'm sorry, I'm watchdogging my guys and gals.
Sure feels that way.
But there needed to be that, and maybe I should have shown my big ass up over there and did it myself. Maybe I'm like, well, wait a minute, what do you mean necessarily? I think that needed to be the next question. What do you mean by that?
It means I'll take it if they give it to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to definitively say no here, because obviously I would like to keep the door open for that, but I don't want to make it seem like that's the end all be all is I'm resetting the market. And it's like resetting the market, is that a average per year situation? Is that the total inflated? Like, we know Mahomes 500 million or whatever was the number, but we know Dak wants these shorter deals.
Yeah.
So like he doesn't want the 10-year $500 million deal that Pat Mahomes has. He wants a 3 or 4 year deal so that he can get back into the market, a few years later. And that's been the MO with him and his agent to this point. So, you can try and figure out what exactly do you mean resetting the market, but clearly he's not going to shy away from the fact that he definitely wants to get paid like the big boys are paid, and you can expect him to certainly not take anything less than probably top three to five quarterback money at this point.
You think he takes top 3 to 5 money on a shorter year deal, though? You think maybe that would do something for him?
Yeah, it does seem like the shorter years are that's helpful because he wants to get back in to free agency or whatever. So, you might be able to win a little bit there. But the Cowboys are the exact opposite. They love doing these super long deals so they can manipulate it however they want. Mm-hmm. So that's, I don't know. It is the not necessarily thing was funny, though. He's like, I can't completely deny the fact that, yes, I don't want this used against me in negotiations.
I wish there was a follow up there on that.
It did sound to me like willing to accept less than market making. If that's what it comes down to. I bet his agent was like, hey, dude, that was not a good answer to that question.
Yeah.
Because you showed a little bit of weakness there, didn't he? Like, I don't necessarily need to be. I think agents like, yes, you're going to make him that or we're leaving.
Right. Especially his agent. This Todd France guy, he's a shark, dude.
It'll be really interesting if the Cowboys are actually going to play this thing out, what Dak will say to Todd France when it's actually time to go. Like, Todd's like, okay, we did it. These MFers don't want to pay you. We're leaving. Looks like Minnesota, maybe Seattle, where you want to go, maybe Denver. What's Dak say to the other side of it? Like, okay, how much am I leaving the Dallas Cowboys for? Mm-hmm. Oh, this is an additional $1.5 million a year. I don't want to do this. You know, I do not really think Dak is going to be the one to say it. And if I'm the Cowboys, I'm driving this thing hard. I'm like, as hard as Todd France is trying to make you the highest paid, we're trying to represent all of the additional value that's coming to you playing for the Cowboys and trying to get that contract low enough that we can do something meaningful with the balance. And if he doesn't want to do that, then I'm like, fine, I understand, to each his own. You want to try to go for $500 million in earnings over your career, or maybe even get to a full $1 billion. We need a legit Hall of Fame talent at quarterback, or a player on his rookie deal, or a good veteran taking significantly less than market value. Like, how much better is Dak than Baker Mayfield, who got like, what, 25 or 30? I would much rather have Baker Mayfield at 30 than Dak Prescott at 60. That's not a crazy idea.
No.
They both went to the wild card round and lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know? NFL draft show just 3 days away. Pregame at 6, or the coverage starts at 6 o'clock Thursday night with Brian and Wolchuk and all the guys. Stars game tonight hosting Vegas. Gentlemen, how confident are you? And can you actually feel that confident about what is the team with the Stanley Cup still in their possession? And they're getting their captain healthy here at the right time. I hope we aren't, you know, kind of sleepwalking and expecting victory with the classic 1-8, because playoff hockey is significantly different.
Mm-hmm.
And as I always remind you, that Rudy Tomjanovich reminded us of 28 years ago, never underestimate the heart of a champion, Brian.
That's true. Yeah, I think that the one thing that I'm excited about is, though, this Stars team looks like it has better depth, it has scores, and it has a goalie that's played very, very well the last month of the season. And those are all combinations that you kind of need going forward in the playoffs. You know, please, if you've watched any of these hockey games here, you know, in the first round of the playoffs, it's about being aggressive. It's about, you know, we talk about attacking, playing and going to the net, you know, making things difficult for your opponent. Stars crowd, you don't have to worry about the fans tonight. Fans will be ready to go. You know, they'll be charged up. They'll get the players going. But yeah, it's just going to be about how many times will the Stars got to stay out of the penalty box? You know, got to find a way to, you got to worry about the forechecking of the Vegas Knight. They will try and pin you down in your end and then steal pucks and get shots on net. So you have to be able to get that puck out of your own end and then get into the attacking zone as quickly as you can. Take some advantages of that.
It's a thing of beauty to watch them try to build out from the back, the overlapping runs and the weaves. Apple is close to a $1 billion FIFA deal, ready to invest more into live soccer. They already had the MLS package. New York Times says Apple and FIFA nearing a $1 billion deal for a new World Cup-style tournament. The month-long tournament would include the world's top teams and be played in the U.S. in summer 25. It's not clear if games would air on free TV or be available to Apple TV Plus subscribers. In 22, Apple paid $2.5 billion for the MLS rights. So, would that be international teams or top club teams in a World Cup? I don't know, but it's exciting.
Man, the thing about it is, though, do you think they need more soccer, more tournaments?
I don't think so.
See, that's what I'm saying. The players, yeah, there's money involved and all that, and these players are making incredible amounts of it.
They need rest.
But I wonder if the quality of soccer is going to suffer with more tournaments involved.
That's very ambitious to be like, we're going to start another, you know, twice a decade major international event players are already too tired to perform optimally in. And
that
injuries
would be a money grab.
Big factor. I mean, there's so many games for the world's top player. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Yeah. Lucius Alexander in LA Live.
Thank you, General. How about Dak supporters? We call them Dak Riders. Dak Riders.
Well done, sir.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Dak, so I support you, Dak. I'm not a Dak Rider.
Jokes are jokes, though. That's fine.
Jokes are jokes. We got to get them off, cuz.
All right, let's get into this right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time you smoke. We fire up this funk and let's have a toast.
They're all half buzzed out. Yeah.
It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Like a good neighbor.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm your neighbor. Open your door, brother.
I'm not home. I'll be home in like 10 minutes.
Oh, who's all these cars out front? I thought you were home.
Oh, yeah. I have people that are with me right now, but I'll be home in like 10 minutes.
Yo, brother, I'm bringing a bottle of whiskey over. We're gonna figure this out, right?
Right.
Where you at?
I'm at the grocery store.
Get home, brother.
All right.
We're gonna drink this stuff.
I'll be home soon.
We're drinking.
Right.
All right. 10. I'll see you in a few minutes, right?
All right.
See you then.
Yeah.
Like a good neighbor. It's LA Live for April 22nd, 2024. It's a fun day Monday here at LA Live, which is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey begins today. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Good day. Good Monday right here. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there in the, I don't care where it is, man. Just hit me up if it's good, if it's funny, if you want us to react to it. At Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow every last one of us if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. G-Bag of the Day is also sponsored by Tylock George and the Texas Lottery. Today's broadcast is presented by the Texas Lottery. The Texas Lottery proudly supports Texas education and the veterans. Yes, it does.
Salute.
Look for teacher ticket specials at Rangers.com, brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Our winner right here, he's gone 5 times, but he's a 3-time Hall of Famer. Where were you, Chris, the day that O.J. Simpson went on a slow speed chase away from the LAPD?
Back in the press area, Madison Square Garden, after the chase was about winding up, Robert Kardashian, Kim's dad, and he was representing O.J., he's reading this suicide letter that O.J. had written. And we're all standing in the press room. I'm standing next to Ahmad Rashad. And he's going through this letter saying goodbye to people or whatever. And then all of a sudden, he goes, "And my good friend Ahmad Rashad," and the whole room looks at Ahmad Rashad. And Ahmad just looks down to the ground, and then he just walks away and got in a limo and just disappeared. Pierce, give me a Frenchie freaking Pierce.
Wow.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, bro.
Man, that's still funny to me, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just bummed we're not going to hear it until he runs away with G-Bag of the Year.
Yeah, it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again.
Good.
All right, let's get the vibes right. LA Love, 105.3 The Fan on a Monday. Yeah, on a Monday. All right, let's see here, boys. I did not get my gym workout in this morning, even though I was in the parking lot. And my earbuds did not want to connect to my phone.
Oh, no.
I was in there.
You just gave it up?
I gave it up 40 minutes after, like, having some frustration tears start boiling up in the eyes. I just gave up. I said, I'll get to it tonight. I don't like working out at night, though, because then I can't lay down and go to sleep properly.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to work out to that music in the gym either, because I didn't want to do a bench press to "Oops, I Did It Again."
Yeah,
they get real poppy in
it
there, man.
It gets weird in there. Lat pull downs to Genie in a Bottle. I didn't want to do it. Now, I've seen some wild things in the gym. I've seen a man get his head cracked open by a 15-pound dumbbell
over
a basketball game. I see that in Fort Worth. McCart. It's no longer open over there. I see why.
Yeah.
I've also seen NBA players go for 60 in LA Fitness.
Wow.
Little pickup games. I've seen Des Bryant carry around a bag full of hard-boiled eggs while working out in LA Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
I made sure to stay away from all that equipment he was on because I didn't see him sanitizing his hands.
Oh my gosh. Not at all.
Eating hard-boiled eggs with dumbbell fingers?
Yeah, bro.
Oh my gosh.
You know he was farting.
Yeah.
There's no way.
For sure.
No way.
That's a hazard.
But this I hope I never, ever see. A Maryland man, Maryland man was shot 6 to 7 times at an LA Fitness over a basketball game.
Oh, wow.
Let's go to Prince George's County. If you're from there, you call it PG County. If you're not, you're being disrespectful, I was told. A witness told police the shooting happened after Ballard, 24 years old, and a 43-year-old man got into a fight over a call made during a basketball game. Buddy tried to call his foul. He got shot for it. It's dangerous calling you foul in some of these games. I tell myself, if I can't call the foul in the game, I'm not playing with you guys. I'm not playing. A woman told police she tried to break it up, a little argument between the two. But Ballard walked away, grabbed his bag. That's being disputed right now. Did he grab the bag or somebody give him the bag? I'll play a clip later to clear that up for you. And he returned and said, I got something for you.
Uh-oh.
The shooting was captured on surveillance video, too.
Man.
Authority says the man is in critical condition right now. This is over a foul. Listen to this call. Let's go to Fox 5 in D.C.
Wow. So that means, I don't know, I guess we have to begin a search when going in now.
That's what we're hearing from members of this L.A. Fitness in Prince George's County after a shooting on the basketball court Thursday night.
It's a popular gym. It's one of the best gyms in the neighborhood. It's normally quiet. Everybody gets along in the community, but this is really sad.
Police tell us it all started with a verbal argument. Then they say one of the men involved was handed a bag with a gun. He shot the victim several times and got away through a side door. The LA Fitness location remained closed Friday as police searched for the suspect who fired the gun, as well as a woman who they say handed over the bag that had the gun in it.
That's when you got to run.
Come on, bro. She went and got the gun during the argument.
Yeah.
I kind of wonder if this was a premeditated deal. That maybe they'd had some problems before.
And he said, if you come at me again, sir, I'm popping you.
Yeah.
You call another foul up in here.
Yeah.
Slowing the game up. There's no free throws.
This is when you take your shirt off and you tie your foot to his foot and you gentlemen's fight this thing.
You square it up.
Like men.
Yeah, let's shoot the fair one, not a person. All right, let's see what else we got for you boys.
This thing, social media, is starting to look like faces of death, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't see anybody die on video until I was like 19 years old. And I was like, hey, let's go up to Blockbuster and rent Faces of Death
or wherever I had
to go to get it. And now it's like, man, every other day you're seeing just crazy stuff happen on social.
She told him not to jump and he did.
Yeah.
Faces of Death. Yeah, I was live leaks for a while. I was watching live leaks. A lot of beheading videos.
Ooh.
Cartel, don't play with the cartel.
Nope.
They don't mess around, bro. Yeah, y'all be careful out here. Don't crash out over a foul call in the gym. Don't crash out, please.
It's not that important.
Please, man. Speaking of gyms and working out, this fella right here went viral. He made a song about working out or his lack thereof.
Up exercising. That's that hoopies. And them chicken wings.
I just love Burger King.
I drop my onion rings on my mama. I don't give a fuck about that diet plan. I don't give a fuck about that gym. Exercise, none of that ish. All 2024, I'm not exercising. I put that on my mama. Health diabetes. I'm a big fat working with a bank roll. I hate a big wig, even though it's stank clothes. I'm like, what? What it is, what it ain't.
No.
You can't name a restaurant that I can't go.
All right.
Talented guy.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, I like
it. It is pretty good.
It's hella toxic, but it's pretty good.
I mean, he could be like the, remember the Fat Boys of the late 80s? Like a modern day fat boy.
Yeah, I remember them cats.
There is something about the big man's voice. You know, Biggie had it. Big X the Plug has it. There's just an extra tone to it that sounds badass.
Yeah, it's heavy.
Heavy, literally.
Big pause. LA Live. Fundy Monday right here on 105.3 The Fan. A Houston mother was arrested after she abandoned her two kids to go on a cruise. LaKeisha Williams, 29 years old, she was hit with two charges of child endangerment last Thursday after officers found her 8-year-old and a 6-year-old alone in their Houston high-rise apartment with no adult supervision. They were there for a week. How old were you when your parents left you alone? I'm a latchkey kid, so I was used to it. I came home, and it was an empty house usually.
I think I was 13. Brother was 15.
Yeah.
Would your parents leave you guys alone for several days at that age?
No.
That's like for 4 hours.
A night out. Yeah.
Yeah, a night out.
Not even a weekend?
Nope.
No.
19, probably.
19?
High school. High school, I think. By the time we were in high school, my parents maybe be gone for a couple days. But
how old were you in high school? Was it before you got to the mischief years of high school?
Not quite.
Okay.
It was right there in the thick of it, actually.
The hell does that even mean? What age is that?
Your parents never found out. You think your dad's listening right now?
10, 11, 12. No, they know.
You still don't want to tell on themselves.
I really don't. The statute of limitations, I got about another 10 years, then we can start laughing about some of these things.
They left when my brother was like 16 or 17, and he had a party. And they came home, and they found evidence of said party. their reaction to that terrified me. I was like, that's what I'm never doing.
What was the evidence? Was it a beer can in the trash? Or
cigarettes in the gutter.
Ah.
They were thrown up on the roof like a
whole
down.
Cigarettes are these?
Yeah.
Did your dad come with a handful of cigarettes? Be like, where did this come from? Boy, I hate when they show you the evidence. You're like, oh.
Isn't it crazy? Like, you could try to hide something from your parents, and the very next day, they will clean that area randomly for the first time in 5 years. Yeah.
Wives, too. They're amazing.
They got a sixth sense, bro. They do.
Like, how did you find that? Yeah. Yeah, this lady, she left her kids to take her solo vacation. She left April 4th, returned April 10th. Concerned neighbors called emergency responders after worrying about the siblings' welfare. Neighbors saw Williams leaving the building with her luggage on the 4th, so they started, you know, getting suspicious. Police said there was a strong, potent smell of urine in the house. Kids weren't cleaning up after themselves. Mom tried, though. She was, like, FaceTiming a lot, you know, trying to help you cook them oodles and noodles.
No, don't pee on the floor, son.
She was texting a lot, and she was FaceTiming, but, you know, nosy-ass neighbors.
This is fairly common, dude. I saw a story late last week of a mom that left her toddler for, like, 2 weeks when on vacation.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Is that mental illness? Is that, I don't know.
That's a surefire psycho.
She didn't want a baby.
Yeah.
Or maybe she was like trying to catch a new dad for the baby.
Yes. I don't know. I was just like, holy cow, I can't imagine like what kind of a state of mind you'd have to be in.
You remember Drea? She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Toes are kind of funky looking, I'm going to be honest with you.
Which toes?
Feet are big, toes kind of funky looking, too many heels, not enough care down there. But she left her child to go party one time.
Brutal.
Yeah, she got busted for it too.
Like overnight?
Yeah, for a while. Got busted.
I mean, I could see where it's like, well, they can't really get out of this enclosure, so maybe they'll be thirsty and hungry, but I'll come get them.
Yeah. They're good when I'm here.
Yeah.
LA Live, 105.3 The Fan, Fundy Monday. You guys heard of the Kia Boys?
No.
No.
Kia Boys, a group of car thieves known as the Kia Boys.
Oh, okay.
They figured out how to break into Kias and Hyundais. They've been spreading information around on TikTok and whatnot. But anyway, these guys are idiots.
Uh-oh.
Man, these guys are really undervaluing their skills because they're stealing these cars for absolutely nothing. Listen to this clip.
Now, the hardest part seems to be, like, in my mind, selling the car sounds pretty difficult, right?
Nah. That's easy. Everybody want a V.
Now, if a car sells for, like, $25,000 market, how much do you get if you resell it on the black market?
It depends what it is. Like, a Kia is going to go for less. Oh, if it has all the windows, it's going to go for more. You feel me? Or if you have some key it's going to go for even more.
Like, even, like, again, like you said, we get some key so that for, like, 500. That only took us 20 minutes to go get.
$500 for a cut-down Kia?
Nah, we're at Kia, you only getting $100 in the hood for that $50.
Bro.
That's it. Yeah, someone wants sliding that.
Bro, they going to go sliding that. Ain't nothing else.
Bro, they're selling them for $50 to $100.
Whole to find
cars.
Better buyers.
Wow.
And they're wearing masks during the interview. Yeah. And it's not because they're committing crimes, because you don't want them to see the face of stupidity.
Yeah.
Clearly, bro. And they're using them to commit crimes. That's what they're buying the cars for, to go commit a crime real quick, whatever the crime may be, and then dump the car off.
I mean, I would at least hot rod the hell out of it first.
Come on, man.
You know, maybe take it out to some sand dunes, do some jumping. Pick me $100.
Yeah.
Might want to pick myself up one, you know, to be honest with you. Yeah. I used to love bogging the old 1980 Datsun 510 station wagon. It was a tough little car. Four on the floor. Because it was literally
doing donuts.
It was only worth $350. So my friends would say, hey, you want to run this? It'd be like a old dirt logging road. Hell yeah, dude.
Drifting.
Yes. We'd be drifting. We'd be jumping.
We'd
be getting stuck.
Oh, my God. Taking them to the racetrack. Yeah. Racing this, your family's. What
was
it called? Station
crack,
wagon?
Yeah, it was a station wagon. The grocery getter.
Yeah, the grocery getter.
Yeah, Datsun 510. Those 510s, though, were nice racing vehicles. People used to customize them and everything. They were tough as hell.
Yeah. Drop a new motor in and get a Corvette motor or something like that in there.
people always say that. Hey, I'm going to get that. I'm going to drop a Corvette motor in that thing.
Yes.
They always say that. All right, man, I'm out of here. Lord willing, the creek don't rise.
There he goes.
That is my time.
Yeah.
See you peoples tomorrow on a Toxic Tuesday. Holla.
Yeah, they put the Corvette engine in the old Chevy Love pickup.
Yeah.
The pickup weighed like 500 pounds. You put a Corvette engine
people
in it.
People love to throw a Corvette motor into anything.
Yeah, they run the tires right off that thing.
At least they say they're going to do that. They always tell you that when you look at a whole hunk of junk they got.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to drop a Corvette motor in there, boy.
You know, you just got to save up a little.
Yeah.
6 o'clock sound off at 877-881-1053. Your one opportunity of the week to call in, compete against your fellow Tolo for the best phone call of the night. We want to hear from you. And we'll do it next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.